Since living in the a mansion and the Missouri Governor's Mansion, we had an opportunity to serve a number of people from the Missouri Silver. In fact, we served Walter Cronkite and his family, also family members of the Churchill family and the Disney family. So it was all they always enjoyed it.
What is the background of Missouri Silver? I mean, it's been assembled over a great many years.
Yes, over 100 years. Actually, it started in 1903 when a punch bowl was given to the new battleship that was had been commissioned that year. And it was made up of a huge punch bowl that held 112 pints and had 22 cups to it. Very attractive, made up with a grape design and the name Missouri on it. It's lovely. In fact, you can see it on display at the Missouri Mansion today.
I was going to ask you, where is all of this silver? Because it's moved around a little bit.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's traveled quite a bit. It's traveled hundreds of thousands of miles around the world. But it's on display today in the Missouri Governor's Mansion. You could see it there. But there's more than just the punch bowl. Over the years, there were other pieces added when the Mighty Mo was commissioned. And back in 1944, they appropriated $10,000 for additional pieces. And so in 1948, Harry Truman and the governor, Governor Donnelly at the time, went aboard the ship and made the presentation of these 281 pieces. So that gave the captain the opportunity to have 18 place settings of this lovely silver, all handmade. And each one had 14 pieces of flatware that went with it, as well as such things as a finger bowl and a salt cell and salt cell spoons. So it was quite a collection, something you'd probably not see anywhere but in the dining room of Downton Abbey today.
Where did all this silver come from and why? I mean, the silver on a battleship seems to me to be kind of an unusual combination.
Well, there's a naval tradition that each state with a ship bearing the name of the state provides a place settings of silver for the captain's quarters. And so we did this in 1903, and it stayed aboard the ship, went around the world, and then was put in storage and later was brought out and used by the next Missouri. And, of course, that was a very historic ship, you recall. It was at the Battle of Okinawa and the Battle of Iwo Jima, and it was the place on which the armistice was signed after World War II. So the Missouri Silver has seen a lot of service.
I was under the impression that oftentimes when the ship would make various ports of call, that the host country would present some silver to it. Is that
I'm
mistaken?
Not aware of that. This was something that was done strictly by the state of Missouri.
Well, how expensive a gift is that?
Well, the estimate today is that it's probably worth about $250,000.
You mentioned that it is well-traveled. How long did it take over this 100-plus years of the Missouri's history, or the history of battleships Missouri, if you will, for all of this to accumulate?
Well, it started in 1903 with just the punch bowl and the ladle and the tray. And then after that, these other pieces were added, which included the goblets and, like I said, the finger bowls and very interesting side pieces that went along with that. And then candelabras that are quite lovely. And those two are on display at the Missouri Governor's Mansion now. And I recall when we used to use it, there was sort of a routine to using it. We counted each piece as it was put on the table. We made a complete accounting for it, and then each time we put it back, we counted the pieces. And then at the end of each year, we counted the pieces again. So there was the continual accounting of the Missouri silver. And as I understand it, only two pieces are missing, and those were from our two punch cups that were lost very early in the century after it left the first battleship.
Who actually owns the silver?
Well, there's been some confusion about that and some disagreement about it. Back in the 1980s, it was taken out of storage and had been taken out of storage in, after the Korean War, and then sent to the Truman Museum, and then the Bonds had requested that it come to the mansion, and so it was at the mansion in the 80s, and we had a military buildup back then, and the Navy Department requested the silver be returned to the Missouri battleship. Well, the governor Ashcroft and his wife were not interested in doing that. They wanted to keep the silver there at the mansion. And so there was some dispute about the ownership. And the Navy sent a delegation to the mansion. And they showed a letter that they had received back in 1922 from Governor Hyde. And he told the state that they could have the silver on loan, but that it would be subject to recall at any time, and that the packing and the shipping were also the responsibility of the state. So with that, they had to relinquish the silver, but it later came back, and that's where it resides today. If you want to see a full complement of the silver, you can see it at the Truman Museum. They have one place setting. And I have been told that there is a place setting aboard the USS Missouri in Hawaii. But I don't know that for a fact.
When you were First Lady, and I'm sure you presided over many grand dinners, Downton Abbey style, as long as you brought that up, when did you determine how or when the silver would be used? I mean, under what specific kind of occasion?
Well, it was something that they left to my discretion, and I would use it when we'd have people that I thought would appreciate using it. And then we would use it also for our family for Christmas and Thanksgiving. It was always a wonderful thing to do. People particularly enjoyed the finger bowl, because that's not something we see very often today. And they'd like to identify the different pieces that they wouldn't see normally in use on our tables today. A salt cell, for instance, is always interesting to use because you use a little spoon and a little silver bowl, and those were always fun.
I would think that at any of these dinner parties, and I'm sure this didn't occur often, there was nothing to talk about. You could always talk about
exactly.
The silver.
That's exactly right. There was always history to talk about in the governor's mansion. You could always point to a picture on the wall, and there was a story to tell about it.
And that is fun, isn't it, talking about the history of something like that that has been around for so long and so well traveled. Of course, the next stop will have to be a submarine.
Well, that's right, because the current Missouri the vessel is a submarine, but I kind of doubt that they would want all that silver because they have a shortage of space on a submarine, and these are quite large pieces.
Getting back to the conversations at the dinner table, can you recall anybody raising any issues or questions about it that might stand out in your memory?
No, I don't. People just seemed to be appreciative of the opportunity to eat off of it and wondered about who might have others who might have eaten off of it. And I kind of think maybe Harry Truman might have, because surely they would have served from it at the time they put it on board the Missouri.
Well, as I recall the story about Harry Truman and the Missouri, he used to use that at times as his private yacht.
Well, he had a private yacht, you know. Yeah. There, he kept there in Washington, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., so every day I went, and I lived in the area where the boat was docked, so every day I saw Harry Truman's yacht sitting there, except those days, of course, when he was out on it.
We all remember the stories of Harry Truman's famous walks at Washington, D.C. when he was president. But he did travel on the Missouri a number of times, as I understand
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Anything else about the history of this silver that you'd like to relate?
Well, I think we've covered most of it. I just think it's wonderful that the state has this that it's on display and that people can see it and that it has such a history, a rich history that is connected not only with the state but with the nation and the world.
It's up to the discretion of the sitting governor, I suppose, as to how specifically it will be displayed.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. Do you miss it?
Oh, yes, I do. I always enjoyed looking at it. Usually we kept a big floral display in the punch bowl, and that was always quite lovely. We have some pictures of that, and it was very nice to use at Christmas time, especially when we were decorating. But it's a beautiful addition to the mansion, and it's certainly one of Missouri's treasures.
Keeping silver looking as it should is a tough job. It tends to turn black from time to time. I'm sure it wasn't Gene Carnahan who polished the silver.
Oh, well, I had polished my share of silver in my day, and for that reason I put mine all in storage. But, no, we had those around there who surprisingly enjoyed doing that sort of thing. If you've got to polish silver, it's best to be polishing something as lovely as the Missouri silver, and no one seemed to object to it.
Better to polish silver than to polish apples, right?
Exactly.
Gene Carnahan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Don.